And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 14th of October, 2016. It's the birthday of Dwight D. Eisenhower, 34th President of the United States, Denison, Texas, 1890. His mother was a pacifist. When he decided to go to West Point, she broke down in tears, but he loved being in the military and training troops. And when he became a general, he loved that too. He liked to sit around with soldiers and smoke and make small talk. He slept in the trenches. When he traveled by jeep near enemy lines, he preferred to drive the jeep himself. It's the birthday of the poet E.E. Cummings, Edward Estlin Cummings, born Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1894. Father was professor of sociology and political science at Harvard. Cummings enlisted in World War I, was sent to France, served in the ambulance corps, settled in New York in Greenwich Village, lived in the same apartment for more than 40 years at No. 4 Patchen Place, and wrote his poems favoring concise sentences, lowercase letters, unusual typography. First collection came out in 1923, Tulips and Chimneys. Cummings did not have much money, but he got by giving lectures at colleges and high schools. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "I have a rapacious appetite for everything and principles as light as my purse." Catherine Mansfield, born in Wellington, New Zealand, 1888, author of German Pension and The Garden Party. And it was on this date in 1912 Theodore Roosevelt was shot as he was getting into a car outside a hotel in Milwaukee. He was shot by an unemployed saloon keeper named John Schrank, shot him with a Colt revolver from about 5 feet away. Roosevelt asked Schrank why he'd done it. The man did not answer. Roosevelt then coughed into his hand, and he deduced that the bullet had not penetrated his lungs because he didn't cough up any blood, so he proceeded to the Milwaukee Auditorium, where he delivered a 90-minute speech as scheduled, a speech written on 50 pages which he had in his breast pocket, and the bullet went through it, so perhaps it saved his life. He asked the crowd to be quiet because he'd just been shot and he couldn't talk very loud. In the end, he came in second to Woodrow Wilson, and the bullet remained lodged in his rib for the rest of his life. Here's a poem by E.E. Cummings. On his birthday, I carry your heart with me. I carry your heart with me, I carry it in my heart, I am never without it. Anywhere I go, you go, my dear, and whatever is done by only me is your doing, my darling. I fear no fate, for you are my fate, my sweet. I want no world, for beautiful you are my world, my true. And it's you are whatever a moon has always meant, and whatever a sun will always sing is you. Here is the deepest secret nobody knows. Here is the root of the root, and the bud of the bud, and the sky of a tree called life, which grows higher than soul can hope or mind can hide. And this is the wonder that's keeping the stars apart. I carry your heart. I carry it in my heart. Poem by E.E. Cummings from his Complete Poems 1904 to 1962, published by Liveright and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.